Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth program. Thursday, the 5th of December, 2024. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And I'm going to begin with President Putin in Russia. They had their investment forum, I think, yesterday. And in the news today, Putin says that nowadays everything from the East is better than from the West. Anything coming from China, from the East, is better than anything coming from the West. This is Vladimir Putin confirming that Russia and China, their partnership is strong. They are assisting each other in the continuing plan of this new international world order. So for him to make a statement like that is, I think the present administration sending a chilling message. It's a chilling notice to them. Nowadays, everything from the East is better than from the West. Out of the New York Times today, or it was yesterday. Yesterday, actually, in Korea, South Korea, another martial law was set in place by Moon Jae-in. And Moon Jae-in was protected. Well, actually, he's not the president. The present president, his name is Yoon Suk Yeol, and he declared martial law yesterday, and he's probably going to be impeached. Now, would there be martial law declared in the United States of America? Can the president call martial law here? And I don't mean Donald Trump, the one who follows Donald Trump. The short answer is no. This is out of the New York Times. David French. Question, can martial law happen here? His short answer is no. But the long answer is what is important. And it says, he says that unlike South Korea, the United States has no clear constitutional mechanism for the president to simply declare martial rule. State governors have the right or have the ability to declare martial law in the event of an emergency, but governors can't abrogate the federal constitution, and any declaration of state military control is subject to judicial review. And it's a good article. Again, this was out of the New York Times. I think it was yesterday. There have been times where there were limited declarations of martial law. General Andrew Jackson declared martial law in New Orleans for 3 months during the War of 1812. Franklin D. Roosevelt declared martial law in Hawaii after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Those are two examples. Also, he says that Abraham Lincoln declared martial law in 1862. It applied to, quote, all rebels and insurgents, their aiders and abettors within the United States, and all persons discouraging volunteer enlistments, resisting militia draft, or guilty of any disloyal practices affording aid and comfort to rebels, against the authority of the United States. But he does reiterate that there is no American constitutional authority for military rule comparable to the one in South Korea. In their constitution. So that's kind of the short answer. The long answer, I stated that this was a long answer. No, I'm going to state the, I'll present to you the long answer right now. There's no constitutional mechanism for military control. History demonstrates that American leaders will sometimes press their war powers beyond the constitutional breaking point. Roosevelt's declaration of martial law in Hawaii was defensible. His internment of Japanese Americans was not. What about the internment of the individuals at J6? Is that constitutional? Even worse, there is a statutory basis for military intervention in domestic affairs. And remember, George Bush Jr., the National Defense Authorization Act, was that in 2001 or was it 2002? National Defense Authorization Act. Okay, so there is a statute called the Insurrection Act. When it was written, it was poorly drafted, or it was poorly drafted, and it dates back to 1792. It permits the president to deploy American troops on American streets to impose order and maintain government control. He says that it's not inherently wrong, with granting the president such power as long as it's properly circumscribed. There are numerous examples of lawless defiance of government authority, from the Whiskey Rebellion in George Washington's second term to the Civil War, to Southern resistance, to Reconstruction, and to, thirdly, the Los Angeles riots in 1992. This was the last time the act was invoked. Again, this is New York Times. The columnist David French, the article, "Can Martial Law Happen Here?" He says again that the statute was terribly written. The first section wasn't so much of a problem. It permits the president to deploy the military upon request of a state legislature or governor if the legislature can't convene. If a governor has lost control, he should be able to appeal to federal forces for help. Section 2 of the statute, and I'm going to continue when I get back from the break, but there's talk of martial law. We'll be back. I'll be back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hey, KHNC listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
So there is something in the air, and I'm reading a little bit about it. Can they declare martial law? Can the government, not the Trump administration, the other government, the criminals, the deep state, the apparatus of the hostage of the American people, the apparatus that has for the most part kept the American people hostage through taxes, etc. Now I'll go back to this article. So again, the first section, the president is permitted to deploy military upon the request of a state legislature. Then the next two sections of the statute, and again, the statute is the Insurrection Act of 1792. Section 252, quote, whenever the president considers that unlawful obstructions, combinations, or assemblages, or rebellion against the authority of the United States, that's when they can deploy the troops. The next section, 253, similar language. It grants the president power to, quote, take such measures as he considers necessary to suppress any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy. So, he can call out the troops when he considers it necessary. There's no congressional oversight. If the president believes he needs troops in the streets, he can order troops in the streets. In fact, Trump almost invoked the Insurrection Act during his first term in the summer of 2020. He considered ordering federal troops to suppress the urban unrest that exploded after the murder of George Floyd, but he ultimately backed down after his Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, publicly stated his opposition to Trump's plan. And Esper is gone. Trump openly regretted not deploying the troops in 2020. Can you imagine the millions of dollars he could have saved and could have arrested these Antifa, Black Lives Matters, George Soros paid operatives, and the Clintons helped pay for these individuals. So he regretted not deploying troops. His allies did urge him to use the Insurrection Act during his second term to control the border or to suppress demonstrations. The Insurrection Act isn't the only dangerous, ambiguous, and open-ended provision of American law that could expand the authority to use the military for domestic law enforcement. Now, this is very interesting, coming from the New York Times. And again, the columnist attorney David French, again, is... article, can martial law happen here? It's interesting they would be talking about this. Many in the Democratic Party in political power and just voters are very concerned that even they realize that there is there's a dark spirit over the United States of America. There is a dark force that is leading the whole country into martial law, and they realize it will affect them. They won't escape. Presently, many of the wealthy people in this country, the people that have the insight to things, many of Hollywood's elite are they're getting second passports. They're getting what's called they are getting passports to live in other countries. Many government officials are doing the same thing. Many of the government officials, the Clintons, these type of people, this group, they're taking their money and they're buying anything but dollars. The nations of the world are de-dollarizing. So are the Rockefellers. All of the organizations, all of the corporations, they're into other currencies. Yuan, not so much the ruble, because they realize the American dollar is doomed. This is why they are pushing for CBDCs, central bank digital currency. I mentioned a little bit about it yesterday. I couldn't cover what I wanted to cover yesterday. It's too difficult. The matter of the whole world is going to systems where you're not sending pallets of currency from one country to another on a, you know, flying it in on transports. It's all being done with the push of a button. But still, the move in America is to eliminate actual physical cash. The other nations are not buying into it. They're realizing as long as they have currency and they can trade with their currencies and their governments are financially stable, that is still the best way to trade. So they can buy and sell. But at the same time, they are incorporating, have incorporated digital transfers. In America, the plan is 100% elimination of cash. 100%. The other nations aren't on board. Okay, going back to the article. There's an open-ended provision of American law that could expand the authority to use the military for domestic law enforcement. I think we've already been seeing it. I think the law enforcement agencies across the country have military vehicles, tanks, military. They're dressed like military. The presidents aren't the only American leaders who can use chaos, and a number of Republican governors are seeking to expand their own authority to use force. And I think there are Democrat governors also. So he's a little misleading here. Not Republican only. Maybe, if necessary. But what about here in Colorado? Look what happened in Denver, Colorado, with this Mayor Johnson, this new criminal, another new criminal. He's thinking there, should Trump decide to deport these illegal immigrants, there's going to be a Tiananmen Square. Trump didn't say he's not going to deport all the illegals. Initially, it's going to be the criminals. Mike Johnson didn't read. The criminals. So don't think that. And Polis right now, he's playing the governor of Colorado. He is playing cat and mouse. Don't buy He's in support of certain things of Donald Trump's. No, don't buy it. I'm trying to think of the, what was it he said the other day? What was it? I'll think about it. And so he was basically siding with a certain position that Trump is taking. And though I forget what it is, I realized right away, no. He is bending to any position that will make him look good. And he realizes there are millions of Trump voters in Colorado. And Jared Polis, his, I was reading right on his sleeve of his shirt, "I am running for president." It's right there on, right in the open. "I am running for president. I am a contender in the next election, 2028. I will run. I have a good opportunity." No, he won't run. There won't be another election for president. When this new illegally, this new individual that moves into the power of the presidency illegally, he will appoint Jared Polis to probably one of the 10 regions in this country. Probably this region right here, Section 8 that the U.S. is in, Region 8, Montana, Wyoming, I think North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, I don't remember. Polis will not ever be president of the United States, regardless of the money he has, the influence, regardless of how cunning he is. He's a chameleon, one of the worst kind. He'll never be president. He'll be appointed to power. As governor, he's over and done. You know, I always say this, that let's take Joe Johnson, an average guy off the street, and let's say that he would run for governor of Colorado and win. He will be successful, just like Jared Polis, because he has all of the military agencies in the state of Colorado, all the government agencies in the state of Colorado. He will be successful for the exact same reason Jared Polis is successful. All of the continuity of government agencies behind you, you can't lose. You will be successful no matter what. Present truth, Rick Rodriguez. So Joe Johnson could be president or governor of Colorado. I'll be back.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
We're running out of time. The world is running out of time. I have to bring you back to reality. We are inside of the 8-year period of time. Less than 8 years out, Christ will return again. For 2,000 years, the world has been, has a thought. The thought has been there that Christ said he would return. We haven't really considered it because the signs of his coming were somewhat distant. There would be, Israel became a nation. America has become a great power. One of the big signs is once again Russia would return to become a very influential, powerful force in the world. For Armageddon to take place, China would have to be a major player in international affairs. Okay. So Christ is returning. He is on, China is, has developed as a nation that's supposed to be, or with economically, China is a gorilla in the world, getting stronger. Russia and China working together. To bring in into existence a new international world order. And now there's talk. Could the United States, could we have martial law in this country? In my view, yes. National Defense Authorization Act and the Insurrection Act. If Donald Trump had not won the election in 2016, let's face it, the United States, we would be in the equivalent of a martial law. And in 2019, through the lockdowns because of COVID, what was that? That was an attempt. It was a, you might say, lockdown. It was a, they wanted to bring in martial law. And almost did. Eventually, the United States will be in lockdown of some kind. So for this individual to put this article out in the New York Times, I think it could have been today, can martial law happen here? David French, legal columnist, attorney. And then he's talking about Republican governors that could maybe call a lockdown in their states. Well, what about the Democrat governors seeking to expand their own authority? What about, again, going back to Democrat mayors like Michael Johnson? Johnson wants to be governor of Colorado. Polis wants to be president and run for president in 2028. These guys, they don't realize time has run out. They don't understand. Polis is never going to be president. The coming individual that will replace Donald Trump, Barack Obama, will most likely appoint Jared Polis to a high position. Johnson will be part of it too. He'll probably be governor of the state, but he won't be regional power. I think Gavin Newsom will be the overseer of section, what section would call a California be in? California, Oregon, Washington. Section, I don't know. Newsom will probably be picked for that West Coast position. Newsom won't ever be president either. He won't get the chance to run. What is developing presently, what is developing is, so, I mean, you're watching the Jell-O gel. It looks like it's liquid still. You've mixed it, but you're not. It's so hard to watch it get to that point where all of a sudden, in an instant, it becomes Jell-O. It's gelled. This is what's happening internationally right now. Everything is in the mix, and the changes that are taking place. China becoming a major power in the Far East, Russia in Europe, Central and East and Eastern Europe, in the Middle East, the United States, we are moving ahead with plans to occupy Israel and there's going to be a decision that the United States government is going to have to make. Either occupy Syria or Israel. On the left hand, Syria. On the right hand, Israel. Which direction? I can tell you right now, it will be Israel. It will be Israel. I'll be back in a few minutes. Let's watch the jello coagulate.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Because of your overwhelming support, our 1488 MyPillow has been one of the biggest sales in MyPillow history. I couldn't think of a better way to say thank you than to extend our wholesale pricing through Christmas. Get a classic standard MyPillow for only $14.88. Upgrade to a queen size, just $18.88. King size, only a dollar more. Get my body pillows for only $29.88. And ready? Multi-use MyPillows, only $9.88. It's perfect time to stock up for Christmas gifts for everyone on your list. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of our wholesale pricing, including my classic standard MyPillows, only $14.88. But that's not all. I'm so confident you're going to love our classic MyPillows that I'm going to extend my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2025. Plus, orders over $75 ship absolutely free.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
So that's what's happening. Will there be martial law in the United States? Yes, there will. There will be. At when? Oh, in the near future. And so the article again is in the New York Times. Columnist attorney David French. Can martial law happen here in the United States? Not during Donald Trump's, you might say during his, when he is present, no, there won't be martial law. It will come later. I realize that you scratch your heads when I mention that it will be Barack Obama. There's a dark spirit. There is something happening behind, way deep down the rabbit hole. And the American people sense it. The leaders of the world sense it. There's something happening in this country that is, you can see, it's kind of like a fog. You can actually see, if you're in a fog, you can actually see the mist move back and forth. But you can't see through the mist to see what is really deeper into the area that you're viewing. in this country, Trump, on the surface, things are moving his direction. But there is, it's like an iceberg. You see what Trump is doing, it's visible. And you see what he's attempting to do is to benefit the American people, to benefit the country. But it's a major threat to the massive underwater block of this iceberg that you don't see. And I hate to present it this way, but Trump, what you see, he is attempting to do the impossible. He is trying to move the iceberg, but actually it's the iceberg that is moving him. The deep state, like an aspen, the aspens in the mountains, you can cut down 15, 20, 30 aspens, but they're all tied together. You have a million more along the hills, and they can be one family. You've taken out 10, 12 trees, but it hasn't affected the whole group. I don't like to present it. It's difficult to present this to the audience. This underwater iceberg is so massive that only by getting your head in the water and actually getting in below the surface, only then can you tell how huge it is, what this mechanism is, what this apparatus of control is about. And part of that apparatus is a machine that has no conscience, has no feeling. It is cold. The gears are, they just turn. They don't make decisions. They just basically do what they're told. And whether they understand it or not, they just make sure they do everything possible to protect the whole system. The Uniparty, the Republicans and Democrats are all part of it. The non-governmental agencies are governmental agencies, actually. We can't stop it. The Bible says we can't stop it. Any attempt to interfere with this machine, this cold, calculating, evil, to attempt to do anything to interfere with the direction, which is total world hegemony, will be met with force from every direction. And like I stated yesterday, what are the European nations going to do when the United States issues a command, attack Russia, support Ukraine? What's the U.S. going to do? Or what are the European nations going to do? Right now, Ukraine is being split up. There are plans for Germany to take a piece, for Hungary, Romania to take a piece. England is going to take a portion of the present-day Ukraine. These wicked men in the Pilgrim Society are already determined who's going to get a piece of the pie. And as they get a piece of the pie, that means that their construction companies and their corporations can move in and begin to rebuild. And everybody's going to get fat. Except Mama Cass. That was a song. I think that was what it was. Everyone's getting... I don't remember the song, the lyrics. But anyhow, Ukraine is being butchered, and everybody is getting a piece.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
In his first letter to Timothy, Paul says in chapter 2, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way." Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I'm here to encourage you to be steadfast in prayer. E.M. Bounds writes, "Men of prayer, before anything else, are indispensable to the furtherance of the kingdom of God on earth. No other sort will fit in the scheme or do the deed. Men, great and influential in other things, but small in prayer, cannot do the work Almighty God has set out for His church to do in this, His world. We are to be about the kingdom of God, and it starts with prayer." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm.
Like I was saying before the break, so in Ukraine right now, I was listening to Leo Zagami, and he was, he's from Italy, and he was talking about Hungary and Poland, Germany, England. Presently are deciding who, what part of Western Ukraine will be Hungary and Poland. And then the English, they want a section of present-day Poland, Western Poland. I'm sorry, not Poland, Ukraine. Germany may get an area. The French would definitely like to have an acreage. So you divide that pie up into five or six pieces. And the French, you know, they get their minerals and they get their a lot of their food from North Africa. They have their colonies. Well, a lot of these colonies are dumping the French. They're overthrowing the French government. They're forcing the French and the French military out. So the breadbasket there in Ukraine would be a great opportunity for the French. And then the minerals, you have a wealth. So right now, the cow, the cash cow, is being parted out. This is what I say about there is a dark wind. There is something in the darkness that is not seen, something globally. A cabal of very powerful people internationally with power, with wealth, that called the shots. And they're trying to call the shots and decide what's going to happen in Israel too. And when the time comes, all of these countries are going to want a part of Israel. Israel will be the new cow, cash cow, so to speak. We're in the, within the 8-year period of Christ returning. We can't stop it. One of the great things that will happen during the 8 years before Christ returns is evil. Evil. Wickedness. Violence. The natural disasters are one thing. But when natural disasters are man-caused, created by man to weather warfare weaponry, that's completely different. When they destroy an area like they did in Paradise, California, to take over the area, or in North Carolina, Western North Carolina, I think it is, where Helene hit, that's a different matter. There is a dark wind, the dark spirit over America, over the world, is going to get darker. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes.
Hi, everybody. This is JD. Ever wonder how KHNC remains independently owned and uncensored, especially in a time when the George Soros's of the world are buying up independently owned stations across the country in their bid to shut down AM talk radio? The reason we can remain independent is simple. It's because of listeners like you supporting this station by purchasing the great products we endorse and sell. Without your help, KHNC would most likely not be an independent radio station. You can support KHNC by going to 1360KHNC.com and clicking on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. There, you'll find all the great products we endorse and sell. It's never been easier to purchase these products, so go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.